Unit 2. Unique Traditions from Spring to Autumn.
Hi, Jane. Do you have any plans for next Wednesday? My friends and I are going to the raising of the maypole. Would you like to join us?
Ah, I've already heard about this festivity and I'd like to find out how it is celebrated here.
Well, it's a very popular get-together in rural communities, but a lot of preparation is needed. You know, you have to cut down a suitable tree, then peel off the bark of the trunk, and finally decorate the pole with a hand-tied wreath. Normally, a group of strong young firefighters puts up the debarked, decorated maypole with long wooden rods on May 1st. When the maypole stands, the festivities are far from over. The fun often continues with folk music and all kinds of mouth-watering treats, beer and wine.
Sounds great! We celebrate this day in the UK as well, but in a different way. In my hometown, locals dance around the maypole with coloured ribbons attached to it. This is really nice to watch.
We don't do that, but on the night before May 1st and several nights after, we have to keep a close eye on our tree, because another tradition is to encourage young people from the neighboring villages to steal the maypole. This would be really embarrassing, so we guard the maypole.
Seriously? Do you really guard it at night?
Of course we do. I'm sure there are also some weird customs in the UK, aren't there?
Of course there are. Well, every spring, my hometown organises the annual cheese rolling event. A 9-pound round of a traditional English cheese is rolled from the top of our hill and competitors chase after it down to the bottom. The first person across the finish line is the winner, with the cheese as their prize. Because of injuries, the rolling cheese was replaced with a soft artificial cheese in 2013.
Putting up the maypole is probably not as spectacular, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So, see you next week.